Democratic candidate for governor Brett Halsey joins us in this half of our State Capitol Report to answer your questions about issues facing the state and his campaign and why he's challenging candidate Mary Burke for a shot at taking on Governor Walker in November. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, August 4th. If you have a question for State Representative Brett Halsey, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Brett Halsey is a Democratic state representative from Madison. He is also a candidate for governor. He faces Mary Burke in the August 12th primary. And he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
All right, so why did you decide to run for governor of Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, Joy, I've been fighting Governor Walker and his reign of error since even before he was sworn in. He and I were elected at the same time. The first thing he did was kill the $810 million federal grant to upgrade our train system, costing over 13,000 jobs. So I've been fighting him every step of the way, and I figured it was a go big or go home experience. The other time, or opportunity, the other thing was I went to see my August 12th primary opponent speak several times and realized she wasn't up to the test to beat Governor Walker. I don't think she, you know, a millionaire who's outsourced all the jobs she's done, I don't think she can beat him.
Well, she is, she's certainly got the endorsement of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, polls show her, neck and neck with the governor. Why even challenge her?
Yeah, France was neck and neck with Germany before World War II started, too. And that didn't, that was a tough fight. So, I mean, my point is democracy, people need choices. And I'm the real Democrat here. I'm the one who fought Governor Walker. I will repeal Walker's Unfair Disparate Act 10 or try to on day one. I'll call a special session of the legislature, whether I have the votes or not, to get the health care, the retirement and the rights back for 260,000, police officers, firefighters, public servants in Wisconsin.
Now, Mary Burke says that she will also work to restore collective bargaining. What's different about your position?
Yeah, she told the Madison newspaper that, yes, she liked taking away people's health care and retirement. That was last December. So, again, I debated that in the assembly a record 62 hours. We fought it. We tried to offer amendments. We tried to fix it. And I will repeal it. And her, she runs a non-union company that's outsourced 99.5% of its manufacturing to non-union plants in China and other places that pay as little as $1.73 an hour, have basically slave labor working wages. I don't think we can trust her to fight for working people. I'm a former union vice president, and I'll fight every day.
So. Yeah. She says Truck is non-union because it pays well and treats its employees well.
It's a private company. We don't know that. But we do know, actually, I've talked to former Trek employees that have been outsourced there. They were not treated well. But, it's a fundamental choice this is a David and Goliath story. And, Governor Walker is the backing of the Koch brothers, the big billionaires. My August 12th primary opponent is a millionaire as the backing of, big special interests and party bosses. I'm the regular guy fighting for most people here, and I'm going to try to get Wisconsin working again.
Yeah, the outsourcing of jobs by Trek is also something Governor Walker is attacking Mary Burke over. But isn't outsourcing doing business? I mean, isn't that a part of business in Wisconsin and everywhere?
Well, I run a small business, Better Environmental Solutions. We're an energy environmental consulting business. So what I've tried to do is create more advanced biofuel factories here in Wisconsin. On the county board and as working at the Sierra Club, we push for fair trade agreements to bring jobs back here. Governor Walker, we just found out in the paper, the State Journal yesterday, and actually, Mary Burke, there's 26 companies that have used your tax dollars to outsource your jobs to China. And I want to stop that. It's called clawback provisions. And if a company, I'm running for the governor of Wisconsin, not the governor of Sichuan Province, China, or Ireland. And that's where Governor Walker and my August 12th opponent have outsourced their jobs to.
Yeah. What What specifically would you do as governor to bring jobs back to the state?
Well, I just gave you the check, Joy. It's a check for $2.1 billion. I've given thousands of these out all across Wisconsin. And first of all, you know, my daughter goes to public school. My son is at UW-Milwaukee. We'll restore the $1.1 million Governor Walker cut from our public school kids, our students, our job training technical colleges. He cut public school second most to any state in the nation, second only to Alabama. And again, we didn't have a budget crisis. The PolitiFact rated his statement, "We were broke and $3 billion in debt," as a pants-on-fire lie. It was false and ridiculous. So he used this excuse of a phony budget crisis to take your health care and rights and the health care and rights of others. I'll get those rights back. Because we know if we do all of these things, we can create about 21,000 jobs, according to UW economics professor Stephen Deller. So that's the first step. And basically, it's we've driven down a dead-end alley. We know it's not working. We've fallen to 37th in the nation in creating jobs. Time to back out and admit we made a mistake. Second point is our clean energy jobs plan. If you look up here in your studio, you're cooking like a chicken in here because you're using outdated lighting technology. I'll relight every public building, 9,000 state facilities like this. I'll give you LED lights. So, you know, you'll look more beautiful, of course, under LED lights. But you won't be cooking like a chicken in here. And it will cut energy use in this space about 90%.
I was looking at the lights, yeah. So the, but by the way, it's usually pretty cold in here. But in any case, let's take some calls. We have Donna in Milwaukee with us. Hello, Donna.
Hi. I have a question comment. When Walker canceled out the train that was going to be going from Milwaukee to Madison and stuff, they're talking about all the jobs that we lost, but we still have to pay for the trains, even though we're not getting them made, because that's the way the contract read is. We still got to pay for a portion of that. How come nobody's talking about that?
Absolutely right, Donna. Governor Walker, when he gave, and we gave away that train money to Illinois and other states. It's not like the California editorial was thanks a billion cheeseheads. So we gave away those 13,000 jobs. Yes, and we had a contract with Talgo, the company, to make the train set. We're going to have to pay them anyway. So, yeah, we it's a double whammy. Not only did we give away those jobs, but I was in Columbus yesterday, which is a little town near you know, 30 miles outside of Madison. They have a train station and train service. I want Green Bay and Eau Claire and Madison and Wausau and communities across Wisconsin to restore train service so you have transportation choices and don't have to be stuck in traffic all the time.
Linda on Facebook says, I like his stand, you, Brett Halsey, on the environment, but I wonder about your ability in the long run to work with the Republicans or the Democrats.
Well, I am an independent, Linda, and thanks for that. One of the key things, I was just up in Mellon last week in Ashland, Superior, and Bayfield, and the thing I really heard up there is people up there really want, they do not want Governor Walker's billionaire donor's strip mine, which would be one of the largest strip mines in the world. My proposal is to create a Pinocchio Hills State Park. I've talked to my Democratic colleagues about it. They like the idea. Of course, they're, you know, they tend to be safer on this thing than I am. But I believe that a park up there is more appropriate. We will start creating jobs at the park immediately. And I'm hopeful. Many of my Democratic colleagues voted against my $2.1 billion you know, get Wisconsin working plan in the budget last year. But I'm hopeful when I'm governor, I will be able to convince them that restoring funding for our school kids, students, teachers, and workers is a good idea. And I think they'll come around. So,
how will making the Pinocchio Hills, the mine site area, a park, create jobs?
Well, as we saw with the ice caves, I don't know if you got up there, Joy, but it was fantastically beautiful. I posted my YouTube Birchbark film site. It's got a little video clip. But over 100,000 people visited that, and it created a huge number of jobs around it. But you need things to do on day two and day three and day four for a vacation. Pinocchio Hills would be modeled after the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park in UP of Michigan. I talked to Mayor Barabee. They want to create a ski run on the north side of the Pinocchio Hills, some of the best powder skiing. I've skied all over North America ski raced in college, and it was fantastic, waist-deep powder up there. I want to work with him to immediately create a state park there, protect these beautiful natural treasures for camping and outdoor recreation, hunting and fishing. Instead of, if we go forward with Walker's billionaire donor strip mine proposal, the lawyers will be fighting it for years. And I worked for the Sierra Club. We helped beat the Exxon mine. This mine will not be built, but if we create a state park, we can create jobs now.
Yeah. Your position, maybe the creation of the park is different, but I mean, do you think that your position is different than Mary Burke's on the proposed iron ore mine and the change of the mining laws?
Yeah, she's already flip-flopped on that at least once. And this is an example of, you know, she not really knowing either the facts of the case, as in with liking taking people's health care and retirement benefits. But she said she was against the mine. Then her staff called back and told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that she wasn't against the mine. I will do everything I can to defeat this strip mine proposal and to create a state park up there. Because I think, Governor Walker wants to sell off DNR land that could be parks for hunting and fishing. I want to create more parks for more people.
Brett Halsey is a Democratic state representative from Madison and a candidate for governor. He faces Mary Burke in the August 12th primary. What's your question for Brett Halsey? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with Brett Halsey, who is a Democratic candidate for governor. He faces Mary Burke in the August 12th primary and is here to answer your questions about the issues facing the state and issues in his campaign. We heard from candidate Mary Burke in our first half hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next caller is Jan in Northwest Wisconsin. Hello, Jan.
Hi. A quick comment. I'm really glad to hear Representative Halsey say he would repeal Act 10. I didn't like the kind of skirting around that the previous candidate said. My question actually is on Enbridge. We're not only facing this very destructive mine that would put asbestos fibers into our water, but we're also facing increased energy flow through northwest Wisconsin in terms of, you know, trains carrying explosive crude oil from North Dakota, and then there's the new Enbridge pipeline. The pipeline supposedly, you know, has been given some type of approval, but the pipeline that they gave approval to has changed drastically in the specs that they have now, shipping a lot more oil at higher pressure. Looking at what's happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan, still cleaning up after 4 years, I think we need a complete IES on this pipeline, not an environmental assessment that's X many years old, and I'd like to know what Representative Halsey's stand would be on that.
Yeah, actually, I filed comments with the DNR on that. I worked on pipeline safety and oil pollution cleanup since I grew up in Oklahoma and lived near refineries that would blow up on a regular basis or have explosions. So I file comments. As you're absolutely right, asking for the full environmental impact statement. Enbridge is a, you know, proven polluter. They've had pollution oil spills and violations all across the state of Wisconsin. And as you mentioned, with the largest inland spill in the country in Michigan. So I request that the DNR denied. They granted the permit. I appealed that. They denied my request for appeal. So right now I'm deciding on next actions, whether we take them to court. But you're absolutely right. This is going to bring the dirty tar sands oil through a pipeline not designed for it. And I'm worried about explosions, pollution. Two workers died in an Enbridge accident in Minnesota. So I'm your candidates.
Thank you, Jan. Joan in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Joan.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Representative Halsey. I would be curious as to what would be your plan to repair the damage that was done to our public education system when this radical governor pushed through the $1.6 billion cut to education in our state.
Right.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's a key part of my Get Wisconsin Working Again plan. The $2.1 billion check is restoring funding for public education. I actually want to go back to the good old days of Tommy Thompson, where he pledged to fund two-thirds of our public schools off the property tax, both giving people property tax relief, and I want to have the best schools. We have great schools now. I want to have the best schools in the world. We're competing against Germany for high-wage jobs, not Mississippi for low-wage jobs. So immediately I'll put a $792 million aid back in your public schools. That's $819 for every pupil. So you can, you know, do the math in your own school district. But we need to reinvest. In addition, on top of that, my clean energy jobs plan will go in and relight every classroom with state-of-the-art lighting, heating, cooling. And there's a lot of deferred maintenance in our school. We had to shut down part of my daughter's high school because of mold, because of the old pipes. We need to fix up our schools as well. So, but no, best schools in the world. That's my goal.
Yeah. Well, you have made some news over the past couple of years, and not necessarily for the best reasons. There was the incident in which it was reported you flipped a 9-year-old boy that you apparently didn't know off of his inner tube while you were both swimming at a Madison beach.
Yeah, Politiscope reported that that was actually being framed by the former chief of staff of Mayor Soglin, who's been a longtime political opponent of mine. So Mayor Sally Miley, who was the former mayor's chief of staff, she had to resign. She stepped down under a cloud. But she made false statements to police on that. I'm not perfect, Joy. I'm not running for saint here. I'm running for governor to get Wisconsin working again, and I'm the man with a plan to do that.
Yeah. Well, there were other incidents, and I won't go into every one of them. How can you assure voters that you have the character to hold such a high office?
Well, first of all, we know the character of the governor we're dealing with right now. He literally tried to screw 29,000 children out of their health insurance. My Democratic colleagues and I stopped him from doing that. So, again, I don't pretend to be perfect, but I will get up and I have got up and fought for people every single day to get Wisconsin working again. We also know that the most popular politician right now in the country is Bill Clinton, who was not perfect either, but who brought peace and prosperity and 22 million jobs to the country. So, you know, again, I'll fight for people. I'm the man with a plan. And I hope that answers your question.
And as you noted, Mary Burke did get the nod, the endorsement from the state Democratic Party a long time ago. She's much better funded than you, more resources than you. How big a splash are you expecting to make in next week's primary?
My plan is to win here, Joy. I mean, I'm not doing this for my health. I used to work for President Clinton. I remembered when he started campaigning in 92, he was in third place. I remember a little-known Wisconsin State Senator, Russ Feingold, you know, winning in 92 as well. So my plan is to win, but, I mean, people can find out more for themselves. They can go to my website, brettfrest.org. You can call me on my cell phone if you've got a question. It's 608-334-4994. But I'm in it to win it, and don't forget to vote for Brett and tell all your friends. So.
It's Carolyn in La Crosse is next. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I was wondering what the candidate thought about giving pardons for prisoners right now. Walker will not pardon anyone.
Good question, Carolyn. We now spend more money, unfortunately, on our prisons than we do on our schools. I mean, this is this sort of being tough on crime is being tough on taxpayers. What I think we need to do is look at nonviolent offenses. For instance, we charge tens of thousands of people with possession of marijuana, which is a felony in Wisconsin, yet they, you know, first time drunk driving, you can get a ticket for. That makes no sense. I want to actually tax marijuana sales, use that to pay for property tax relief and real treatment for other things. We need a sane policy on putting more investment into our school kids and less, you know, spending less on our prisons. So I think we need a top-to-bottom review there, and I will. We did this at the county board. We were able to reduce jail crowding and save taxpayers money and keep people safer.
Well, we have just a minute or so to go. What do you want the voters, our listeners, to know about that we haven't talked about yet?
The main thing is just compare the difference. You're going to have a real choice on August 12th between somebody who's fought for people. I've been in public service since I was 19 years old, a Vista volunteer, and who's a regular person. Versus I'm running against a millionaire who outsourced most of the jobs, doesn't have a real job plan, didn't have a good jobs record when she worked with the Doyle administration. And her jobs record was actually worse than the Doyle administration than Governor Walker's is, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So don't forget, vote for Brett. I mean, if you want real change, I'm your candidate.
Well, because I had a little extra time with Mary Burke and asked her a kind of a cutesy question, I'm going to ask you the same question. Cat person, dog person, or both, and why?
My dog, I like cats, don't get me wrong, but my dog Penny is my best campaigner. She goes paddleboard with me. We were paddleboarding on Lake Superior, but she's a constant fixture in my red convertible as I drive around the state. She's a Welsh Springer from the vet school at UW, great program there, and don't forget, vote for Brett.
Don't forget. Brett Halsey is a Democratic state representative from Madison, a candidate for governor. He faces Mary Burke in the August 12th primary. We spoke with Mary Burke in our last half hour. These candidate forums will be posted online for future reference, and you can also find all sorts of election-related information at wisconsinvote.org. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Robin Cherry, and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. We'll continue these candidate forums all week at this time. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.